This episode covers how to calm down before a hard conversation with your wife. You've been carrying stress from work and money and everything else all day. And now she wants to talk, and your chest is already tight before she said a word. Here's 5 quick ways to bring your body back down before you say anything you don't mean. Most guys don't start hard conversations at zero. You start already loaded. A work deadline still buzzing in your chest. A bill you haven't opened yet. A parent's health scare sitting in the back of your mind. Then she says the words that mean, a real conversation is coming. And your body reads it as one more threat stacked on the pile. This pattern usually started somewhere else entirely. Maybe you learned early that pushing through physical stress, at work, on a field, in a house where nobody named what they felt, was just what a man did. Nobody ever taught you how to bring your body back down before you're expected to have a calm, connected talk with the person you love. Maybe it looked like your dad coming home wound up and going straight into dinner without a word about it. Or the one time you said you were stressed and got told to toughen up. Either way, you learn to carry the load instead of setting it down first. Here's what's really happening. When you walk in already keyed up, your heart rate is elevated before she even finishes her sentence. Researcher John Gottman calls this state flooding, when your body is too overwhelmed to process what she's saying. Once you're flooded, your mind narrows into a mode built for danger, not conversation, so you stop listening for her meaning and start listening for the next attack. That's why you either go silent completely or snap back harder than the moment calls for. She notices the difference right away. A raised voice or a blank stare doesn't read to her as having a rough day. From her side, this may sound like she's talking to a wall, or worse, to someone who already decided the conversation is a fight before it started. So here's the method. 5 quick resets you're going to use before you ever sit down with her. You don't need an hour of meditation. You need your heart rate back under 100 before you open your mouth. Pick one. Run it fully. Then talk. Box breathing is the first. Breathe in for 4 counts. Hold for 4. Out for 4. Hold for 4. Run 4 full rounds. This slows your heart rate directly and gives your mind somewhere to land besides the fight ahead. Second, move it out. Do 20 push-ups or take a fast 5-minute walk around the block. Your body built up chemicals for a fight it isn't going to have, so burn some of that off before you sit down. Third, name it out loud. Say the real feeling to yourself out loud. In the car or the bathroom. Something like, I'm scared this is going to go badly. Naming it takes some of its grip away. Fourth, write the worst case, then challenge it. Spend 5 minutes writing down what you're afraid will happen if this goes badly. Is that fear based on something that's really happened before? Or just something you're picturing right now? Honestly, it's mostly just something I'm picturing. It hasn't really gone that badly before. Fifth, rehearse one line. Pick the first sentence you're going to say and say it out loud once, alone. You don't need the whole speech planned. You need the opening line, so you're not standing there hunting for it. Now let's get into the words themselves. Once you've run your reset, here's how to buy yourself time if she wants to talk before you're ready. Say this. I really want to talk this through with you, not just react to it. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. Give me 20 minutes to clear my head, and I'll come find you. You're not stonewalling her with this. You're telling her the truth, that you want this conversation to go somewhere real, which means walking in regulated instead of raw. She may push for right now anyway. Hold the 20 minutes. A short wait beats a conversation neither of you can hear straight. Once you've run your reset, and you're back under 100, here's how to open. Lead with what's true for you, not with a rundown of what she did wrong. Say this. I've been sitting with what's been off between us, and I want to talk about it with you. Wait here. And do not fill the silence. I'm not looking to fight. I just don't want to keep pretending this isn't happening. You're leading with your own experience instead of her behavior. And that's harder for her to brace against. She may test whether you mean it by staying quiet for a second. Let the silence sit instead of filling it. Different men freeze for different reasons. and here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you're someone who wants to talk everything through right away, ground yourself first with naming the feeling out loud. Then rehearse your one line, or you'll rush straight past her and turn the talk into a monologue. If your instinct is to counter every point she makes, move your body first and burn off the urge to defend yourself before you say a word. If your volume rises the second you feel unheard, box breathe before you open your mouth. A steady voice does more work than a loud one. And if you tend to go quiet or wait for the perfect words, rehearse one line so you're never standing there with nothing to say. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she pushes harder when she feels distant, her intensity right after you ask for a pause is a protest, not a rejection of the whole idea. So come back exactly on time. If she's gone quiet after trying for a long time, don't wait for her to bring it up again. Come back on your own and say plainly that you're ready now. If she tends to need space and low drama, a short, clearly timed break will likely feel like relief, not distance. And if she's the one who usually pulls back while you're the one reaching out, keep the same short window and return time you'd use with anyone else, and don't over-explain why you need it. Even with a good reset, that same overwhelmed feeling can hit again halfway through. Watch for the signs. Your jaw clenching, your voice getting louder, or going completely flat. The urge to walk out without a word. The mistake most men make here is either pushing through and saying something they'll regret, or going silent and leaving the room without explanation. Both read the same way to her, that you checked out. Here's what to do instead. Name what's happening and ask for a short, specific break. Say this: I'm getting overwhelmed right now, and I need a few minutes. Take the break now, before you say anything else. I want to keep talking about this. Give me 15 minutes, and I'll come back. You're pausing the conversation, not the relationship. And that distinction matters to her more than you'd think. What she may be protecting is the fear that a pause means you're done. Set a timer, if you have to. Come back at 15 minutes, even if you don't feel fully ready. Waiting longer teaches her the break was really an exit. Sometimes the reset doesn't hold, and she gets defensive about you needing a break at all, or accuses you of using it to dodge the conversation completely. If she says something like, "You always do this, you just walk away whenever it gets hard," don't defend the technique. Say this: "You're right, that I've walked away before, without coming back." Take a beat before you continue. "This time, I came back in 15 minutes like I said I would, and I want to keep going." You're not arguing about whether her frustration is fair. You're pointing at the one thing that's different this time you followed through. She may still be skeptical. Let the skepticism sit without needing to fix it in the moment. Consistency across several conversations is what changes her read of you, not one good save. Sometimes she brings it up with zero warning. In the car, over dinner, no chance to run a 5-minute reset first. You can still buy 30 seconds, even standing in the kitchen. Say this: "That matters to me, and I want to give it my full attention." Take 3 slow breaths before you say anything else. "Can we sit down for this, instead of standing here?" Moving locations and taking 3 breaths gives your body just enough time to come off the ceiling, without making her wait 20 minutes for a conversation she's already ready to have. Use box breathing under your breath while you walk to the table. You've bought yourself 30 seconds, and that's often enough to drop under the edge. This isn't about becoming a calmer person in general. It's about what happens when you calm down before a hard conversation, instead of walking in already braced. When your heart rate isn't spiking, you hear what she's saying instead of just waiting for your turn to defend yourself. She feels the difference in her body too. This can feel like the first time in a while that a hard conversation didn't turn into a fight. That kind of ending doesn't just resolve one conversation. It's what makes her willing to sit close to you again afterward, instead of retreating to the other end of the couch. You picked up this episode because you're tired of walking into these talks already wound up. By text tomorrow, that could look like one honest line about how tonight felt, or the 20-minute script ready if she brings it up again before you feel ready. You can only keep walking in regulated, one conversation at a time. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.